This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Thursday, April 23rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. E15 push continues. Greer says administration looking to protect sugar growers, and Georgia Congressman Scott is mourned. A proposed E15 amendment to a House farm bill is drawing widespread cheers from farm and biofuel groups. Optimism that the measure can move through the House and ultimately be signed into law by President Donald Trump persists despite opposition from some small and mid-sized oil refiners. Their opposition is focused on what they call an attempt to, quote, eliminate biofuel blending law exemptions for refiners heavily burdened by regulatory compliance costs. Supporters say the measure was written to ensure refiners can seek a waiver under extreme financial stress, such as imminent shutdowns. Let's just let the market work. That's important, said Representative Tracy Mann, speaking to AgriPulse. Much of the oil industry, to my understanding, is for year-round D15. They want the certainty. They want to be able to do the blends. So I think the time is now to get it done. U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer says the administration is weighing its trade options to give sugar producers additional important projections. We're looking at different authorities that could be used, he told Representative Greg Stube of Florida during a House Ways and Means Committee hearing yesterday. AgriPulse first reported earlier this month the administration was considering using Section 301, which allows tariffs to address unfair trade practices, as a potential vehicle for higher duties. Since then, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins and Greer have commented on the need for additional protection. We want to maintain our industry, Greer said, but he also stressed that there are other stakeholders that need to be considered. We have a broader industry that uses sugar as an input, he's added. We need to be able to account for that as well. Greer is back on Capitol Hill this morning. He'll appear before the Senate Finance Committee lawmakers. You can read more at AgriPulse.com. Representative David Scott of Georgia, a staunch advocate of nutrition assistance programs and the USDA 1890 National Scholars Program, died on Tuesday. Scott was 80 years old. He was the first black lawmaker and the first Georgian to chair the House Ag Committee. The farm bill the House is set to vote on as early as next week includes a provision renaming the 1890 National Scholarships Program after Scott. The 1890 institutions are the 19 historically black land-grant universities. A flood of ag policy proposals is hitting Capitol Hill as lawmakers prepare to take a first crack at writing a USDA budget bill. There's a push on everything from adding hot food to SNAP to barring duties on phosphate imports as House members get ready to vote on a farm bill as soon as next week. USDA spending measure is set for markup by the House Appropriations Ag Subcommittee starting on Thursday morning. Missouri bound. Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins says she'll be in the Show Me State on Friday to announce tweaks to USDA Supplemental Disaster Relief Program. The changes are aimed at helping specialty crop growers tap emergency relief when needed. If you're a blueberry grower, you don't have the same paperwork that, you know, a corn or wheat farmer does, she said. They don't fit into the box of applying for these programs. House Agriculture Committee Chair Glenn G.T. Thompson told AgriPulse yesterday he anticipates the Rules Committee will consider the Farm Bill Monday, with a floor vote coming before lawmakers leave Washington on Thursday. The Rules Committee did not immediately respond to AgriPulse's request to confirm the Monday meeting. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this.
Located in Washington, D.C., Watkinson Miller has been providing legal services to the agriculture industry for more than 30 years. The attorneys at Watkinson Miller possess a unique combination of knowledge, skills, and experience working with commodity boards and their partner organizations. and the U.S. Department of Agriculture. Watkinson Miller is proud to serve the agriculture community by delivering top-quality legal services that achieve cost-effective results.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Eight former EPA officials are urging the agency to ban paraquat due to the herbicide risk of accidental exposure and its connection to Parkinson's disease, which it calls a growing concern. A substantial body of scientific research, including studies supported by the National Institutes of Health, has found that exposure to paraquats associated with a higher risk of developing Parkinson's disease, the official said in a statement released by the Environmental Working Group. Syngenta, a major manufacturer of paraquat, said earlier this year it was ceasing production and recently said it was canceling its registration of the paraquat herbicide Gramoxone SL3.0 in California. Paraquat is still registered for use in the U.S. despite being unauthorized for use in 70 countries. The ex-EPA employees are former senior officials in the EPA Office of Chemical Safety and Pollution Prevention, which is responsible for federal pesticide regulation, as well as senior scientists who work on chemical issues in EPA's Office of Water and the Office of Research and Development, according to the statement. Broadband group U.S. Telecom is asking agriculture and Interior Department leaders to enable faster broadband permitting on federal lands. In letters to Ag Secretary Rollins and Interior Secretary Doug Burgum, U.S. Telecom President and CEO Jonathan Spalter urged the agencies to formally adopt categorical exclusions under the National Environmental Policy Act to, quote, further streamline reviews, reduce duplication, and improve coordination across federal agencies for broadband deployment. In his letter, Spalter also pointed out to recent Council on Environmental Quality guidance encouraging agencies to expand their use of categorical exclusions. Here's today's final word. At one point, we had very, very high tariffs on China. Now we just have high tariffs on China. So the president has tools like that and other things as an enforcement mechanism. The Chinese know this. They want to have stability as much as we do, and so we feel very strongly that they will deliver on this. That the word of USTR Jamison Greer on what the administration will do if China fails to meet its soybean purchase commitments. Well, that's Daybreak for this Thursday, April 23rd, brought to you by Watkinson Miller and Dairy Management Incorporated. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak, I'm Jeff Nally.